This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to our two Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in the minds of the corrupt. We follow the Christ here, friends. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He is the one that liberates men to walk in holiness, which is freedom. In righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, especially down here, over here on the East Coast, they would be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Can I encourage you really quick, friends? You know what? I've been here for a week now. And you know how the state-controlled narrative is to set division? You know, because we just heard this last week, friends, that George Soros, the international criminal, is not only supporting John Kasich's his presidential run. The same thing with the state of Minnesota. The governor, the worst sitting senator in the history of American history, by the way, Mark Dayton, who supports him, as well as the Clintons and every other corrupt politician, we heard that he's going to set up some anti-Trump protests. And here's the state-controlled narrative legitimizing an international criminal. George Soros is a criminal, friend. But my point is I've been here for six days now, friends. Division between the blacks and the whites? I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it in Minnesota. I haven't seen it in Tennessee. I haven't seen it in Chicago. I haven't seen it in California. I haven't seen it in Texas. I haven't seen it in South Carolina. I haven't seen it in Maryland. I haven't seen it in Virginia. Man, I see a whole lot of harmony going on between the people here. I'm pink and blue, and I'm tracking people with gospel tracts, having fun with them, getting into their world and giving them a tract that they might be saved to know Jesus Christ. I'm not catching what the state-controlled media is giving you, friends. And maybe that's why the Lord's got me on the radio right now to set the record straight that every attempt that they take and every step that they take, an attempt to divide and conquer the American people, you need to understand it's all predicated on a lie, premised on a lie. It is not true. It's not true. Ask any other national speakers, friends. Ask anybody out there that's out there on a nationwide basis. Ask them the division that they're seeing. No, we're seeing the conservatives and the professed Christians going right along because they got their ear tuned into CNN, ABC, MSNBC, and every other state-controlled outlet, Fox News, and they're giving you the bone that's been thrown to them. And you need to understand that six corporations worldwide control the media. And folks, if you bring in a foreigner into the United States today, he will tell you the information that you are getting in America is a lie. It is a lie from A to Z. So I wanted to give you and encourage you just a little bit, friends. Things aren't where they want them to be, because if that was the case, we wouldn't have the freedom to resist it. We wouldn't have the freedom to protest it. And guess what? We still have that freedom. And the American people are not agreed with what's going on concerning this administration or the state-controlled media. They're not agreed. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? They're not. And America, one more little additive to encourage you. Less than 21% of Americans believe what the state-controlled media actually promotes. They're lies. Only 21%. Let's get with the program and shut them down and put them out of business. And let's start loving our neighbor as we love ourselves, friends. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And when we start looking out for other people the way that we would have them look out for us, hey, it's all over for the establishment. It's all over. I'm telling you, all the way through every radio show that I do, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, what I would want someone to tell me. And I want you to be encouraged. I want you to see the life of a Christian, regardless of what the enemy tries to do, what he tries to distort, whatever the case might be. We're told that the light gets brighter and brighter. And we're told that if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. And friends, I want to tell you something. God has not failed me one time yet, nor will he ever fail you. Matter of fact, if you look in the book of Joshua, the book of Judges, he did not fail the children of Israel one word of the covenant, not one. That's how specific our Heavenly Father is. He will not deny himself. And I want to tell you something, friends. Be encouraged. Because we still have the right to do what we've always done. We just have to be willing to fight in the process. Going back to my message as to what I preach all across the country, I need to lay this out for you really quick, because when I do high school assemblies or colleges, the first thing I'll do is I'll ask the young people when I'm done playing music, because we win the respect of the students. Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. The first thing I'll do is ask the students, how many in this room or wherever I'm at actually know their founding documents? They begin to laugh at me. I'll say, what are you laughing about? If you don't know your rights, guess what? You don't have any rights. And by the way, your rights come from God, the hand of God, not from the generosity of the state, said John F. Kennedy. And I'll ask them, I'll say, how many of your grandpas and grandmas, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, cousins or neighbors fought, bled, and died ratifying that Constitution in many cases, and you don't even know what they fought, bled, and died to give you? For the next 2.5 to 3 hours, I have their undivided attention the way that I hope I have yours even now. You are a blood-bought nation, America. Go to Arlington. I was just there last week. How come they're teaching the philosophy of the government today? Why is it that they're teaching your kids and you tolerance? Because they want you to be tolerant of the laws they mean to tear down. They want you to be tolerant concerning the crimes that they are now committing. You need to understand that. This is what they're teaching your children. You guys do, you listeners do understand that Abraham Lincoln was responsible for saying the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. Why are they teaching you tolerance? Remember, evil preaches tolerance until it's dominant. Then it tries to silence you. Let me give you an example. The homosexuals, they're the victims. One of the topics is in public schools is bullying. You know, it was actually Kevin Jennings, the founder of GLSEN, that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the homosexual lifestyle. In other words, they are telling you and they are telling on themselves that you play the victim while you tear down that law. They're teaching your kids tolerance. They're teaching you tolerance, folks. Tolerance means indulgence by not preventing, not prohibited, allowing, and not restraining. In other words, do what you want to do. Going to take a quick break, broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. We'll be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back to Give It the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. Folks, the Comrex was down the first hour. Do forgive me. It is back up. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Just got the message. 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know that we appreciate that you've made us the number one radio show on Saturdays. And, folks, we are climbing on the weekdays, and we appreciate that. And, only you are responding, and we appreciate your response. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, right before the break, I was talking about how evil preaches tolerance until it is dominant, and this is exactly what they're teaching young people and you through the state-controlled media. Evil preaches tolerance until it dominates, then it tries to silence you. That's exactly what happens, because those that are preaching tolerance are meaning to tear down the laws instead of magnifying the laws, which their job is. That's the very definition of their job, friends. That's their duty, to magnify the law, not to tear it down. But when they preach tolerance, you better understand right then and there, you better deal with those representatives, because they want to tear down that law that hundreds of thousands of your relatives fought, bled, and died magnifying. In other words, America, today you're tolerating the very ideologies out of the White House that your forefathers fought, bled, and died to eradicate in so many different ways. I want to set this straight for the record, okay? Because when I'm talking about the Christian faith here, do you understand, I know how the communists, the totalitarianists, they want you to believe that you better be sympathetic and tolerant towards the Muslim faith. Those that mean to behead you, those that mean to rape your wife and your children, those that mean to tear down your law and implement Sharia law by using the homosexuals as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. Oh, don't doubt me. Open your eyes. I know they want you to sympathize with the radical Islam, friend. I understand that. Look to France and Germany. Well, they mean to wipe you out. They keep browbeating dissenters. That would be you that stands up against them. They want to browbeat you by calling you every name under the sun. You got to get to the point where you don't care anymore, because you already know, and so does America, already know who the racists are, who the criminals are. They already know that. But I want you to understand that religion, or the duty which we owe to our Creator and the manner of discharging it, can be directed only by reason and conviction, not by force or violence. And therefore, all men are equally entitled to the free exercise of Christian religion according to the dictates of conscience. That means with knowledge before God. And that is the mutual duty of all practice Christian forbearance, love, and charity towards each other. But I want you to understand there's two sides to that sword. Folks, you are in the position that your forefathers established for a reason, and that's what I continuously want to reinforce on this radio show. That if it comes to that, America will respond. But again, friends, they are trying to dummy you down by teaching you and your posterity tolerance. And tolerance means indulgence by not preventing, not prohibited, allowing, and not restraining. In other words, do what you want to do, but what God commands you to do. When I'm in front of groups of people, thousands sometimes, I'll ask them, is it love to watch cars go over the end of a cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction? Or is it love to hold up a stop sign and get in their face and say, stop before you destroy yourself? Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Which one's love? People all across the country say the one that warns. Exactly. Exactly. But you're taught now to hate your brother and to tolerate their sin rather than to not tolerate their sin before God. How does that work? Friends, and when I say that, I am being facetious, but how does that work? Because when we look in Scripture, again, we can see clearly that it tells us in 2 Chronicles 19:10, that, and whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgment, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. Nope, they're teaching you just the exact opposite. Love doesn't warn anymore. It just allows them to go over the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Friends, let me tell you something. Prevention is better than cure. Real love gets in the face of those that you do love, because you don't want them to destroy themselves. What you see today is a love, which is really hate in its definition scripturally, but a love according to the standard of man fallen in his carnal reprobate nature. When you look at real love, which is found in Christ in his resurrected state, and keep in mind that he is and was and always will be God incarnate in the flesh and in the spirit, that is love. Real love demonstrates itself. And how we've gotten away from that is we need to understand that we're to love, listen carefully, we're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is namely like unto this, to love our neighbors as ourselves. I cannot love you until I first receive the love of God that's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. And by the way, love is the fulfilling of the law, and it tells us in Galatians 5, that love worketh no ill. Love owes you the truth, and I'm giving you the word of God, friends. That is real love. When you find someone that's not willing to tell you the truth, you better run away from as fast as you can. When you find someone that loves you enough to tell you the very things that might put your friendship on the stake, don't ever let that person out of your life. Don't ever walk away from that person that loves you enough to tell you the truth. And I'm not talking about just to point out your faults for the sake of pointing out your faults. No, when they see you destroying yourself and they're willing to love you enough to tell you, wait a second, hey, dude, hey, little girl, hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, grandpa, hey, grandma, hey, uncle, hey, aunt, your sins before God. And all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He sees everything. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be made known. You have to answer to him for that on that final day. Even now in this temporal life, in this trial we call life, Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. So love is the fulfilling of that law. If you don't want me cheating on your wife, then don't cheat on me with my wife. If you don't want me to kill you, then don't kill me. Do you see how that works? That's the fulfilling of the law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, if you lower the law, God's moral law, the warning signs, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And that's exactly what's happening in this country. And the danger of taking down the warning signs, the moral law of God, by them thy servant is warned, Psalm 19, it turns lawbreakers into sick people, and that's exactly what bureaucracies in the United States of America have done. Folks, do you know that I have done prisons all across the country? And when I'm doing prisons, I'm preaching the law of God. Do you know that I have had prison guards tell me, you know, you can't be preaching, thou shalt not commit adultery. Wait a second, dummy. Do you have kids in here that are sexual predators that have committed sexual crimes against innocent people? Yeah, that's why I'm preaching, thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not fornicate, because fornicators shall have no inheritance into the kingdom of God, 1 Corinthians 6:9. This is how ignorant people have become. You'd rather have them in a prison than to be liberated and walking in the liberty that Christ bestows upon men, where he makes them free from sin, not in sin, Matthew 1:21. This is what I'm up against, folks, 24/7. You know, it's also interesting to note is that some of these young people and some people in this country call doing what you want to do, which, by the way, is the first scripture in the Satanic Bible, they call that liberty. No, you are ignorant. That is licentiousness. That is not liberty. Liberty, again, is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. Prove it by going out onto the highway and breaking the law. See how that works out for you. Tell the cop when you get pulled over for speeding, hey, I can do whatever I want to do. No, you can't. You have to abide by the laws, he'll tell you. Exactly. There's freedom within. And if you don't understand what I'm saying right now, folks, you need to understand that some people in this country that call doing what they want to do, they call it liberty when, in fact, it's going to bring a state of anarchy into this country. Lawlessness. You know, John Adams, the second president, said October 11, 1785, that we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. What is the government in America doing today? Corruption. What is it doing today? They are pouring the gas of immorality on the fire of the young people. For what reason? For their own gain, like any other dictators do. America, especially the older generation, you do realize this administration is attempting to take from you and give to those that have not. You do understand they are trying to indoctrinate your kids to upend your constitutional republic. I hope you do understand that. By the way, they are telling you that openly now. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to the topic. This is the message that I'm giving across the country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. What a place, folks. Jamestown, Yorktown, Williamsburg, and the such. Man, have I had a lesson this week over and over and over again, and I am loving every minute of it. We're talking about the message that we give across the country, and I just shared with you right before the break what real love is. We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by the morality and religion, the Christian faith. You know, what would you think of me, friends, if I said, let's take down all the stop signs, let's take down the speed limit signs, let's take down all the warning signs, let's take down the lights, you know, the red, yellow, green, let's take those down. What would you think of me? You'd say, Bradley, you're crazy. Well, what would you think of sports being played, great analogy, without a referee like hockey or baseball or football or boxing? Whatever sport it may be, you have a referee there to enforce the laws of the game. But let's say we remove those referees. What would you think of me? You'd think I would be an anarchist. You would call me an antinomianist is what you would call me. That means you have no regard for moral law. I love law because it protects and it secures, but it also condemns. And I'm speaking about natural law. And in spiritual law, you need to understand that the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. I'm carnal, sold under sin. The law is good, and it's spiritual and holy and just and good. I am not. You need to understand that the law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, said Augustine, and grace conquers. Yep. Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. And in America, we see it just the exact opposite, but we see the false professors in the church calling it grace to go ahead and use it as an occasion for the flesh to do what they want to do, and then they think that they're heaven bound. You are sadly, sadly mistaken. As paradox as it may seem, where the laws are enforced, and I'm talking about lawful laws, friends, here. I'm not talking about using the law against itself. But as paradox as it may seem, where the laws are enforced, you have a perfect flow of liberty. And if you will not be ruled by a word, said Robert Winthrop, he said, you're going to be ruled by bayonets. And again, friends, keep in mind, you're being taught to do what you want to do, and you're also being taught to define that as liberty. And it's not liberty, friends. And I learned the hard way. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads, and on one particular curve, they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon a concerned committee got together and said, we need to remedy the problem. Let's fix the problem. You know what their remedy was, friends? They said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Now, you may think that's funny. It's not funny at all. Let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. In other words, let the destruction take place, and then we'll set up a bureaucracy where we can extract millions of dollars from ignorant people, and we can call it a sickness rather than being irresponsible. Hey, friends, how can the act be apart from the actor? He cannot. I call heaven and earth this day before you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. It's a choice. Everything is a choice. Now, last week I'd ended with the alcohol, and I'm going to get to that real quick, and then I'm going to get to drugs, and I am going to get through it to the best of my abilities. Do you know that when you drink and drive in certain countries, that if you drink and drive, the very first offense, they'll put you up in front of a firing squad. They don't tolerate the crime. But see, in America, where soft judges produce hardened criminals and where they can make millions of dollars off of your stupidity, I mean, in case you can't say no, we can make $10,000 to $12,000 off those that violate, those that drink and drive. Man, we can make lots of money off of you. Now, that's really, really the ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Because if the judge really loved his people and his country, he wouldn't tolerate the crime in the first place. He would show mercy by enforcing the law against him who chose to violate the law. See, that's mercy to a society, by enforcing the law, by magnifying the law against the crime. You know, in America, a guy was busted drinking and driving 18 times. You know what the judge said to him? He thought it was his duty, and he thought it was really cute when he said to him, you know what, son, you need to move closer to the liquor store. You need to move closer to the liquor store. Now, keep in mind, 12,000 people were slaughtered on the streets of America by them that don't understand, don't know, thou shall not. And again, in some countries, they don't tolerate the crime. Good for them. Folks, I shared the story of Jacqueline Saborito last week. In 1999, Jackie and Reggie's paths crossed. Just a few hours earlier, Jackie had been at a birthday party with some of her new friends, and it was late when they left the birthday party. None of her friends or herself were drinking. That same Saturday, Reggie met some friends after work and had a few beers. Later, he went to a party and drank some more, even though it is illegal for anyone under 21 to buy or possess alcohol in Texas. Folks, they give the power of suggestion to the young people 24/7 in public schools. They have posters everywhere. I've seen them 100 times. The power of suggestion is there for the kids to go ahead and violate the law because it's a huge moneymaker. But on a four-lane road just outside of Austin, Texas, Reggie, who didn't understand, you better not drink and drive because it's illegal. You're under 21 years old. And by the way, if you're over 21 years old, you don't have the right to endanger other lives on the road now, do you? Reggie's SUV crossed the center line and hit the car Jackie was riding in head-on. Two of Jackie's friends died instantly. Jackie's legs were pinned under the dashboard. Trapped, Jackie begged for help, but rescuers could not get her out. A fire started in the engine and spread into the inside of the car. Engulfed in flames was Jackie. She screamed for 45 seconds. Other than a few bruises, Reggie, who didn't understand, no, was okay, except for one thing. A blood test showed he had been drinking. Police officers arrested Reggie and took him to jail, right where they wanted him, friends, right where the bureaucracy would have them. The correctional facilities in the United States of America, do your homework. It is slave labor. They make over $64 billion a year. In America, you're paying for it. Jackie was barely alive when she arrived at the hospital. She was burned over most of her body. Her hair was gone. Her nose and ears were gone. Her eyes were scorched. She was almost completely blind. Her fingers on both of her hands had to be amputated because somebody didn't understand. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Reggie Steffi was tried and convicted for causing the deaths of two people while he was drinking and driving. He's now in the state penitentiary. Boy, that's pretty merciful to a guy that just killed two people and destroyed one girl's life, isn't it? In America, let me remind you that you live in a society where you have been taught, contrary to Scripture, where you have been taught to show more mercy for the criminal than the victim. Shame on America for that. Reggie's in prison for two concurrent 7-year sentences for intoxication and manslaughter as the bureaucracies make more tax dollars, more money. Reggie thought it would never happen to him. He'll be 24 years old when he will be released from prison. The damage he did is a pain that will never go away. You better bet your bottom dollar. First of all, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and you reap what you sow, because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And then they use Jacqueline Saborito as a little poster to scare kids straight, where she has a hat on. Oh my gosh. One of her eyes is completely sealed off, her nose is gone, and her whole body and her whole face and neck is completely burned. And she said, not everyone who gets hit by a drunk driver dies. Which one's love, friends? But you know, and I've been there, I remember I had to go to treatment a couple times. The first time I went, the counselor had called my mom and said, Bradley doesn't have a chemical dependency problem. He has a problem with the fact that you're not in his life, neither is his dad. You think? You know, folks, whenever I ended up getting in trouble as a young man, in most cases I got the attention from others that my parents wouldn't give me. Isn't that what's happening today? Hey, furthermore, what are you taught to do? You're taught as a young person or an old person to sit in a circle, say your name, say you're an alcoholic, you're sick, and you need to help me. You lay the responsibility on someone else to make the choice that you yourself should make. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. It's baloney. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It's not going to fly on Judgment Day. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. No drunkard shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. How many have ever heard that alcoholism is a disease? See what happens when the law is lowered? Again, now you become sick rather than a lawbreaker, friends. Straight from Bill Sardi, an international doctor. Listen carefully. Bill Sardi, an international doctor, knowledge of health, said, alcoholism is not a disease. And efforts to classify alcoholism as a disease only serve as an escape from personal responsibility. How many times I've seen kids in public schools where they say their dad or their mom's an alcoholic? No, your mom and your dad, they love drinking more than they love you. They're making the choice to do the things that they do, and they want you to sympathize with their sinful choices while you suffer and they go on living their sinful lives. Bill Sardi said it. A doctor said it. And I knew it to be true. Young people will tell you it's a bunch of baloney. Knowledge of health, Bill Sardi's. Alcoholism is not a disease, and efforts to classify alcoholism as a disease only serve as an escape from personal responsibility. Let it be said that the designation of alcoholism came in at a popular time when doctors were attempting to gain money for treatment of this behavior. Therefore, most experts declare alcohol abuse as a disease in a self-serving manner to obtain money for treatment. Bill Sardi said, there is no scientific revelation that brought about alcoholism as a disease. We'll be right back.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge.
For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, a great delivery system. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I can already hear this. Bradley, you know, my mom and my dad and this and that and the other thing. Hey, you know what? Can you hear the little violin that my heart bleeds for you? Go blow your lie somewhere else. Everything I'm telling you is firsthand experience. Again, I have the hat and the t-shirt all through testimony, folks. Alcoholism is a disease, huh? Remember, Bill Sardi said, alcoholism is not a disease. Hey, folks, the beginning of the century of last century, you couldn't even drink in this country, 1919 to 1933. If you wanted to get drunk, you had to go across the border to drink. It was illegal here. Guess what we didn't have a problem with in this country, friends? People that drank too much and then wanted to excuse themselves out of responsibility. Don't fall for it. People that say they can't help themselves, well, then guess what? They belong in jail. They don't belong to in any decent society whatsoever. And furthermore, again, Bill Sardis is only preaching the truth when he said that alcoholism is not a disease, and efforts to classify alcoholism as a disease only serve as an escape from personal responsibility. Yes. Going to the New Testament, Romans 6, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that we've obeyed that form of doctrine. Yep, and why do we do that? Because it's not hard to obey that which you love, or who you love. He goes on, let it be said that the designation of alcoholism came in at a popular time when therapists were attempting to gain reimbursements for treatment of this behavior. It's about the money, friends. The ambulance at the bottom of the mountain is all about bureaucracy and money. Therefore, most experts, he said, declared alcohol abuse as a disease and a self-serving manner to obtain fees for treatment. There is no scientific revelation that brought about alcoholism as a disease. And if you want to go and stand in contradiction, the only reason you're doing that in the first place, or someone that you might know that is saying that they're sick and they're alcoholics, it's because they want to further justify their unlawful lifestyles. They love their sin more than they love righteousness. They love their booze more than they love their families, friends. That's a fact. My mom, sometime before she passed away, which is about 4 years ago now, she had a boyfriend. His name was Dan. And the guy used to like to drink. He drank a whole lot. He drank himself to the point where his kidneys and his liver shut down. My mom asked me to go pray for Dan in the hospital. He was on the fourth floor in Mercy Hospital in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. I said, Mom, why don't you pray for him? The Lord hears you the same way that he hears me. And we understand that he is still the healer because he's the Lord that healeth thee, and he changes not. And Acts 10:38 comes to mind where how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You pray for him, Mom. Honey, will you go up there and pray for him? Yes. Okay, I went upstairs. I seen Dan there, laying there. He had this fear-stricken look on his face, folks. The doctor, I did not know, had actually come in and told him that he had 2 to 10 days to live because, again, his kidneys and his liver shut down. Folks, the world tagged him as an alcoholic. He was sick. Nobody could help him, especially not himself. He just loved that bottle too much. He rejected all counsel, friends, until he ended up in the hospital bed with 2 to 10 days to live. Now, when I walked in, I noticed that terror-stricken look on his face, and I noticed his father, who was sizing up his son for a casket because he knew that his son was going to die in 2 to 10 days. Now, when I went in there, I asked Dan, I said, Dan, I just want to kind of let you know, we brought him through the moral law of God, Galatians 3:24. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. The law drives you to the foot of the cross and can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ through godly repentance, which is worked in you by the Holy Ghost, John 16. And as I prayed for him, we actually laid hands on him, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And lo and behold, most people say, whoa, that's really cool. Yes, it is really cool. But interestingly enough, after we prayed for him, and we told him the truth first, then we prayed for him, an hour later, my mom called me and said, honey, I got some news for you. I said, what's that? She said, an hour after you left, his kidneys and his liver kicked back in. And I said, no surprise here. You act as if you don't believe the Lord that you say that you believe in. He said that we should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, that's what he did. What is so miraculous about that? He is manifesting himself to the world. And this is who he is. And he wants you to know that this is who he is. I said, Mom, I know that this was about 6 months after Dan got out of the hospital, after he was healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. I asked her about 6 months later, I said, Mom, you know that Dan guy that everybody was calling an alcoholic? I said, I got a question for you. Remember the terror-stricken look on his face, friends? I said to her, I said, so is he drinking again? You know what my mom said to me, friends? She said, are you crazy? Now, I'm the crazy one. She said, are you crazy? Dan has not even thought about taking another drink of alcohol. Why? Because he knew that if he drank again, it would take his life. Hey, folks, what happened to the sickness? See, what happened is the fear of the Lord came on the scene, right? And he departed from alcohol, from iniquity, lawlessness. And he made the right choice. And the choice was to live. Choose life that both you and your seed may live. Now, it's interesting when we go back to our forefathers, Dr. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, Dr. Benjamin Rush, he was asked, well, what's your remedy for those that like to drink? He said, total abstention. Yep, there you have it right there, friends. Quit drinking. Yep. Hey, folks, on a positive, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. So who are those that love him? Those that trust in him with their whole heart, and they lean not to their own understanding, and in all their ways they acknowledge him, and he empowers them to overcome themselves out of a dead state of sin into a lively state of the resurrection by the power of the Holy Ghost to the glory of the Father, Romans 6. See, folks, you can tell by who I love, by what I do. You can tell that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning who I'm following. You already know who my daddy is because of the fruit that I bear, John 15. And folks, I'll tell you what, when you set your eyes single towards the author and the finisher of your faith, that is exactly what you're going to reap. You're going to receive the end of your faith, even the salvation or the damnation of your souls. In every single thing that we do, we have to give we have to answer for every idle word, every idle thought. Now, some people will say, well, that's impossible. No, it's not. Let's say you're standing outside and you see all these birds flying around you. And let's say that one of these birds decides he wants to go ahead and create a nest on the top of your head. See, you're not responsible for the birds that are overhead, but you are responsible if you allow them to nest in your hair, in your head. See, and that's how we are to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of God. And it's really true, friends. See, folks, here it is. I'm not going to be able to get to drugs today, and I thought I would. I am a long-winded brother from another mother. But I want you to understand that it's the Bible that is the true light, especially for those that are in dark times. So let us beware of traveling without it. You get those that want nothing but to be free from sin, they'll find it in Christ, who came to deliver them from their sins, Matthew 1:21. You've all heard Psalm 119, 105, verse 105. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yes, that's true. That applies to every one of us in a positive sense. There was an old guru where a young boy came to him, and he wanted to be baptized. And the guru took this young man out into the water. And he took the young boy and he dunked him under the water. And to the young man's amazement, he felt the guru's hands straighten and tighten and keep him under the water. And the young man began to freak out and he couldn't break out of the water's surface. And then a couple of seconds later, he got to the point where he almost had a gulp in the water. The guru loosed his hands and the young boy popped through the water. And he said to the guru, why did you keep my head under the water? He said that when you desire oxygen, you desire God the way that you desired that oxygen, he said you will always find him. And friends, so it is. Love you by what I do, broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. See ya!
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.